Ezekiel chapter 9 is teaching that if you tolerate it, you just don't mind, you don't sigh, you don't cry, and you're okay with it, you're guilty too. And that's why much of the old IFB is guilty today. I'm not saying all of them, because there are a lot of great preachers out there among what we would consider the old IFB. There are great preachers out there that are preaching hard on sin, but I'm telling you, the majority of them are totally compromised on this particular issue. They're totally brainwashed, and they're trying to fit in and get along and avoid the persecution. And look, we've seen persecution ramp up amongst some of our brethren. You know, we've seen Pastor Bruce Mejia's church be bombed in Los Angeles. We've seen Pastor Jonathan Shelley just get a brick through the window and be surrounded by transvestites, surrounded by freaks. I mean, aren't they still protesting at every single service? How many were there on Sunday? See, it's like 50 or 60 transvestites and freaks and sodomites and weirdos outside of his church. And, you know, these people want to say, oh, he brought that on himself. You brought that on yourself, brother. You deserve that. He had literal professing Christians walking up to him after sodomites threw a brick through his window. And they said, you deserve that. You deserve to have that brick through your window. And then they even told him, they made intercession unto him for the homos and said unto him, you are mean and these are wonderful people. He had Christians, people calling themselves Christians, literally pointing at sodomites and saying, these are good people. These are wonderful people. Shame on you for attacking the let God burn them quickly community. I mean, the LGBTQ community. Isn't that right? As the persecution ramps up, real Christians get fired up. You know, when I hear about what's happening over there in Fort Worth, Texas, with Steadfast Baptist Church, it gets me like fired up, you know, like, ah! You know, when I hear about these things, man, I get motivated. I get amped up. I want to get in the fight. I want to do my part. I want to preach the word of God with boldness. It makes the bold get bolder. And you know what? It makes all the limp-wristed queer baits get even softer, like, oh man, I better not preach that sermon. I better skip Deuteronomy 22:5. I better skip Leviticus 23. I better skip Romans 1. And it makes them back off even more because they're a bunch of cowards, a bunch of weenies is what they are.